world tied together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America's Friday, February 3rd, 2012, and you have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, indeed, we are them, Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number's 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to know who we are online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, if you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. On Twitter, BradleyDean1. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You can say that with me, Jake. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And again, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And just a heads up real quick for those that haven't listened. And you're a new listener, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's about the survival of America, and forget it not, because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. And, again, forget it negative.
That's right.
Negative.
Folks, today we just had another column come out on WorldNet Daily. As most of you know, the TSA situation. It's a different topic, but I want to cover the fact that you're going to see an awesome column up on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You go to the Facebook. You go to Bradley's Facebook. It's posted there. It's also on GCN, and it's also on WorldNet Daily. So you want to check that out. There is crimes going on. We've covered that topic. We've exhausted that topic at the beginning of this week. It doesn't get better.
Behind the TSA.
There is no logic.
It reverses the roles here, folks. It shows you the criminals that are behind behind those TSA uniforms, those that are putting their hands on you and your family members, you might want to know who they are before they put their hands on you.
And it also shows you the resolve. These aren't normal thinking people. You're going to learn, folks, by experience, how you need to deal with people like this and administrations like this that will not listen to you. They're not interested in you, your well-being, nothing. They're not interested.
What's interesting about it is it didn't take them discipline to get to the position to be a TSA officer other than a signed application.
Here's an application.
That was it. And it's who is the Homeland Security looking for to be doing the violating towards you, the American people? It's going to blow you away. Check it out. It's well worth the view.
Yes, totally. And who are people that are... I'm sure there's wonderful people that are misguided that work for the TSA, but not very many. Who are these people that would even apply for a position to violate their own neighbors?
No, you have to be a certain distorted type to do something like
you
that.
You totally have to be.
Especially when you have a smile on that stupid... I mean, they act like it's their birthday or something,
They're all joking around. I mean, we went to the airport.
D.C.
There's a whole handful of sitting over in the corner. They were real concerned about our liberty, weren't they, and our safety. They were there joking around, their pants hanging off their crack. Some of them...
there was more crack there than Penn Avenue, dude.
Buddy, it was big.
It's like, pull up your drawers, dude. You ain't working on a car here.
There's obviously no physical examination. I mean, if a terrorist wanted to run through the airport, don't expect Fat Boy with the TSA uniform to go chase him because he ain't catching him.
This guy had more rolls than a stinking bakery, dude.
It's huge.
It's humongous.
There's a group of people there.
I mean, the only thing I didn't hear him do is laugh like Fat Albert.
Yep.
I mean, come on. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
It's the truth.
You know,
you
know what I should have did is I should have frisked him. I should have went over and grabbed one of his rolls and pinched it real hard. And he said, man, what you doing, brother? I'd say, well, if you didn't have it, it wouldn't have hurt, right?
That's true. That is very true. And what are you hiding in those rolls,
buddy? That's right. I want to know. Spread them apart, each roll, one at a time.
Yep.
I mean, dude, I also noticed he had more chins than a Chinese phone book.
That's a lot of chins on that, brother.
They're told, dude. It was like chin after I know, dude. I thought,
where's
that wolf?
Come to think of it, we should have put him in
Little Red Riding Hood. I didn't get it.
You have such big rolls and chins, grandmother.
So, worldnetdaily.com, you go to sonslibertyradio.com, see Bradley's newest column. Also, they got a video page, so the videos for each week, and folks, there's a video on all these commentaries, too. It's not just a written column. You're going to want to watch that video. You're going to want to Twitter it, Facebook it, and share it with your friends. We need to keep liberty alive. The best way to do that is to stay vigilant.
That's right. And understand who's behind the...
That's right.
Yeah.
Who's behind the curtain?
If we're serious.
The little fat bald man.
Got to be the little Totos.
Yes.
Now, folks, what I want to talk about today is we're going to hit a couple different topics. I want to talk about Occupy Wall Street, their protests, and how they're rioting against the pro-lifers on the East Coast this week. Now, folks, this is the third time the supposed Occupy Wall Street protesters, for some reason, they have the time.
Yeah.
They have the time to actually leave Wall Street protests to go to those that are advocating and protecting life.
Uh-huh.
And they're going into these Capitol buildings, and they're hitting these pro-lifers as they're giving speeches, and then they're beginning to shout them down. And then, furthermore, this is the third time, as I said, they're taking condoms and they're throwing them on the little kids that are at these pro-life meetings. I thought this was about walking...
Yeah, First Amendment,
Occupy
right?
Wall Street. I thought that, folks.
Redress of grievances.
Folks, this is contrived from this administration to disrupt anybody that is advocating who we are in this country, because that's exactly who these Occupy Wall Street jokers are.
Yeah.
They're provocateurs, they're plants. Mm-hmm. You seen what happened in Oakland last week, confronting the cops. Folks, this is all contrived.
You know, I think most
of them... You call me crazy all you want, but you might want to look at the violations of King George back in the 1700s towards his old people, because what you find out is he was the one that was actually bringing forth the domestic insurrection.
So all the people that couldn't get involved in TSA now moved over to Occupy.
That's right.
Just
and they don't have
to
work. We're going to hit that too. Because Obama said Jesus would want you to pay more taxes. We'll talk about that right when we come back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, right before the break, I was talking about the things that take place at these pro-life meetings and how the Occupy Wall Street protesters just find time to leave what they're supposed to be protesting to come over and protest those that are advocating life. Isn't it interesting how all those meetings, they get disrupted by these people? Or how about town hall meetings for all those that are standing for who we are as the American people, constitutionally, republicanism, so on and so forth, Christian heritage? They get protested. But isn't it interesting that every time this administration talks, he's got a controlled crowd? You ever think about that? He's got a controlled crowd. He's got about 75 people behind him that are always clapping for everything he says. By the way, they're paid, folks.
Yes.
Isn't that rather ironic that everybody just loves him, but when you ask the modern man, just walking down the street, the modern citizen, what he thinks about what's going on, 99% of the people that you talk to out there are frustrated and fed up with this administration and what he's advocating? Isn't it also interesting, folks, that you never hear the main two topics that were the highest Google search a week and a half ago, abortion and homosexuality, through these presidential debates? Isn't it interesting how you never hear about that, folks? But yet everybody's thinking about it and talking about it. But here's the media to target anybody that speaks out against the homosexual agenda or anybody that advocates for life.
They decide or family, pro-family.
Right. That's what they're doing. And they're doing it through oppressive means. They're doing it through a totalitarianism. That's exactly what they're doing. By force. That's what they're doing. Folks,
that's
what you're seeing is communism. You're seeing it. But back to my point. Occupy Wall Street, they leave and they go protest anybody that advocates life. Just think, if it wasn't for those that were advocating life, they wouldn't be able to protest because they would have never been born.
That's right.
I bet they didn't think about that. And then the
Are they supposed to think?
Yes, and then the second point was is how Obama always has controlled crowds and they're always clapping for him.
Yeah, remember when the Occupy went to his meeting and they all started to shout and hoot and holler and he said, it's okay, let them do it.
Yeah.
And then there's probably a little switch behind him where he clicks it, and then that's when they all quiet down.
Sure, right.
Good for you guys. I'm on your side.
And you know what it says up on the sign there? You will not get your paycheck if you keep this to the president.
That's right.
So anyways, aside of that, I wanted to take a couple minutes here, first things first, before we get rolling with our segment here. And I want you to observe sports and their commentators on radio and on TV. Again, keep in mind, I'm a preacher, okay? We're called to preach it down. And it's interesting how when I get into my message, people are saying, why so forceful? Why so
radical?
Yeah, why are you so radical, Bradley? Why are you so in your face? Well, let's just go to sports for a moment just to show the contradiction going on and the hypocrisy of those that sit in their living room and they take off their clothes and they paint themselves half purple and half yellow and put horns on their head and they scream. But let's listen to a couple of these commentators real quick before we get going on the show, and then we'll get back to our subject matter.
Get radical.
Go ahead, Gary.
Lo scambia ancora, ancora aperto, l'ultimo in finale di rigore, vinto, tira,
This is normal.
An uppercut. He's holding on. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Wow.
Going to throw.
It's okay when it's sports, folks, but it's just not when you're fighting for your country.
This is normal behavior.
Yes.
Of course, yes. This is what happens after church. This is like
after church. Yeah. When you're drinking and telling the old lady to get the food on the table. That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're a preacher that's fighting for your country,
no, that's not civil.
That's too far.
That's radical.
The media will be all over that guy's a radical.
Yeah, that's extreme.
To the extreme.
I'm sick. I want to throw up.
Wow.
He's going to
get it over half court.
Come on. All right. Excited about that pig ball.
Yep.
All right. I think the point's been made. But you know what? When the Patriot stands up to fight for his country, it's the way he said it. It's semantics, perhaps.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Again, you're just too radical, Bradley. You're too forceful, man. It's not good radio.
Yeah.
But just yesterday they were watching the football game at their house with half their body painted purple and the other half painted yellow, and they have horns on their head rooting on the Vikings, screaming at the top of their lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
But don't do anything to fight for who you are, because if you do, it's as I said, it's just a little too extreme. Over the top. Communism is not love, said Mao Zedong. Communism is a hammer which we use to crush the enemy.
Oh.
You know what? We shout and then they shoot. Isn't that what they said? Isn't that what's going on here, Jake?
Shoot. A little forceful aggression. But, you know, if you ask...
Everybody's waiting, Jake, to hear about Obama's Christianity and him, you know...
I am.
Talking about Jesus paying more taxes.
I am. Maybe he's like Mitt. Maybe him and Mitt Romney got together, had a little revival service.
Probably. But Mitt doesn't believe in bringing his faith into government.
Yeah, they did it on the personal time.
He kind of
did
that backwards. He told on himself. But here's Obama Nation, folks, talking... today at a prayer breakfast.
I
got a question. Who are these people that invited him to give a prayer?
Gotcha.
You have got to be out of your mind.
Maybe the ones that had Bill Clinton sing in the choir after he committed adultery?
Well, no, maybe when Bill Clinton said it was okay with his God that he aborted babies.
Oh, of course.
Probably.
And John Kerry.
Yeah. Let's go with this. This is Obama just today at a prayer breakfast talking about blasphemy, folks. Here you have it.
To myself... if I'm willing to give something up as somebody who's been extraordinarily blessed and give up some of the tax breaks that I enjoy, I actually think that's going to make economic sense. But for me as a Christian, it also coincides with Jesus' teaching that for unto whom much is given, much shall be required.
Wow.
It mirrors the Islamic belief that those who've been blessed to have an obligation to use those blessings to help others, or the Jewish doctrine of moderation and consideration for others.
A man of all hats there.
Look at him.
Well, did he forget that there's name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and his name is Jesus Christ? There's one mediator. Mm-hmm. I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. No man comes to the Father but by me. Brother, there's not 20 different ways to heaven, dog. All right? It's just that simple. There's one. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the sheep of the shepherd. I'm sorry, he's the shepherd of the sheep. Yeah. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the great I am. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Folks, here you have it again. He's using it as a coin phrase. Sure. To what? To appease people. That's all he's doing it for. And he went so far to show his hypocrisy by naming other gods. Mm. Do you understand? If their God was God, folks, I lay to your candor, then why did they come here? Because they see the greatness of who we are established under God, one nation under God. Now, it's also interesting, during this point, Jesus would want the rich to pay more taxes, of course. Isn't it interesting that he forgot in his doctrine that if you don't work, you don't eat?
Wait, Jesus didn't say that. That was Paul.
No, this is the food stamp president.
That was Paul.
If you don't eat, or I'm sorry, if you don't work, you don't eat. But he forgot that in there.
Yeah.
And Jesus also said, when he was talking about taxes there, render to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar, and unto God the things that are God's.
That's right.
Wow.
Because Caesar's job was to protect people and protect their rights.
Did he forget that part?
Maybe he can find food stamps in the Bible, too. I mean, while he's at it. He might as well create a bunch. I mean, freely have received,
and the advocation of aborting babies and advocating what's an abomination in the sight of God, homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. A woman's right to kill her unborn child.
Yeah.
That's in the gospel. Freely have received, freely give. Now, if I think back to when Christ said that, wasn't he saying that to when he sent the disciples with one cloak, one staff, and went out to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yeah. Does Obama really want the gospel of Jesus Christ to be advocated? Because freely we've received it, now we need to freely give it across the country.
I guess.
What did taxes have to do with that scripture?
Well, I think it works for him, but again, if you know the Word of God, you can see how he's falling upon his own sword in front of the people again, but he doesn't pay attention to that. He's got poo-poo all over his face.
Poo-poo,
and he doesn't realize it. And everybody smells him.
Yeah.
You know, like, so when he comes around and say, can you smell me, dog?
Mm-hmm.
I look up at him and say, I can smell you, dog.
We could smell you before we seen you.
You listen to this. Communism is the death of the soul. It is the organization of total conformity, in short, of tyranny, and it is committed to making tyranny universal.
Mm.
What's happening, folks?
Tyranny,
but the day is yours. As I always say, where's the hope, Bradley? You always preach the law, 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 law. Yes, indeed, but I preach 10% grace, don't I? Just like John Wesley did. Why? Here's the grace. You still have the liberty to right the wrongs, folks.
Got it.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back, and Jake's going to pick it up with Eric Holder is in some serious water, mm-hmm. and he steps in it more and more as he drags it out.
He looks for it.
Ooh, he's starting to really stink.
He stink too.
Can you smell me, dog?
Smell ya.
Yes, indeed you can.
Lay in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Did you smell that?
Well, well.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake pay such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Alli C. And the answer is, Alli C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Alli C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Alli C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli C. For more information and to order Alli C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alli C.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Welcome back to Bradley and Jake on the Sons of Liberty. One more shout out, folks. 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please do go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook.
You know, before somebody thinks...
You're up, dude.
Before somebody thinks that... Well, I just have to go back to this Obama thing. I can't let it go, but I need to close this chapter, and then I can move on. Freely you receive, freely give.
Yeah.
Let me just read the context of this verse.
Yes.
Because I would like to do what he said. I say amen and preach it, brother. Freely receive, freely give.
Well, really what they're trying to do, just so you understand, they're trying to create Jesus to look just like them in front of the people. That's all they're trying to do.
That's right. Like, you know, in China, it's Chinese Jesus. In Africa, it's black Jesus. In Israel, it's Jewish Jesus. Over here, he's blonde hair, blue eye Jesus.
Incarnate, he was Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, what didn't they?
Probably brown eyes.
Did they miss that? Oh, here's the other thing. He was also a Nazirite.
Yeah.
Which means he had long hair.
Yep.
You know, he wasn't shaven and had a nice little haircut and walked around smacking sheep on the butt.
Himalayan
with pink
Jesus.
Booties on. No.
Chinese.
He's a king.
That's right.
And he's alive forevermore.
He's spirit, and he lives in his kids now.
Yes.
Jesus said, "And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Amen. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. I don't see anything about taxes there. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes nor staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Nothing to do with money has everything to do with preaching the kingdom of God first. That's on the head. So, I just had to close that chapter in the book and move on to somebody in his administration, Attorney General Eric Holder, if you want to call him that.
Can I just add something to that real quick? Because they're trying to make Jesus out to be a socialist, but they forgot that the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. See, the difference between Obama and Jesus' teaching, Jesus delivered unto his servants the goods that he had and the talents that he put in them, he required of them back. But Jesus gave to them.
That's what fairly you've received, right?
Obama and his administration are taking away, and they're trying to talk you out of more taxes, when in fact that's not Jesus at all.
Yeah.
It's completely contrary, folks.
Thou shalt not steal.
Jesus gave, Obama's taking.
That's right.
It's same distinction or a contrast between love and lust.
Mm-hmm.
Love gives, lust takes.
Yep.
You're seeing the exact same thing right here with this guy.
And the reason that you render unto Caesar is for the protection of the people of the state, not for the welfare of the state. So even there, when Christ talks specifically about taxes, give to Caesar what is necessary to keep peace and to keep justice within the whatever you want to call them, the colonies, the countries, whatever they were. And render unto God that which is God's. And the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. And socialism is just a convenient way to legally plunder using the law to steal from one man.
You said welfare, and I believe you took that from the Constitution and the preface, and it talks about how to promote the general welfare. Now, folks, it's interesting because even when you hear the word liberal, liberal's a good word.
Yes.
It's a good word. It's not a bad word. But liberals today are what they allow.
That's right.
Rather than giving the liberal today, completely contrary to its definition, is taking.
Yeah, liberal about crime rather than liberal about good.
Yes, welfare. 1828, Webster's. Exemption from misfortune, sickness, calamity, or evil. The enjoyment of health and the common blessings of life, prosperity, and happiness.
That's right.
Completely contrary, folks, to what the definition within carnal mind, the carnal mind today, it's completely contrary.
Yeah, you know, and you're speaking of liberal now, and I think this is a good way.
Well, welfare I was.
Part of this administration is Eric Holder. He's the Attorney General. He's a liberal, if you will. Worked under Mr. Bill Clinton. I mean, they just kind of recycle their guys.
Well, that's who this is. This is Clinton's administration under Obama.
Just a lot more bold, aren't they? So here you have Mr. Eric Holder sitting before a judiciary hearing, and this is what needs to be said because it's not said in the mainstream public. Mainstream media, excuse me. Mainstream media is holding up this guy like he's a champion for the poor. He's a good liberal. He's loving and looking out for people. But listen to this guy get grilled. And I just want to say hats off to this representative. Who's that? House representative. He's on an Oversight of Government Reform Committee. And these Republicans, Charles Grassley and a number of other folks, just grilled this guy. And it was fantastic. And I want you to hear it and amen this.
It's very interesting, Mr. Attorney General. For 6 years, I remember when you were with Janet Reno and the Deputy Attorney General. And we fought to get documents. And we had a difficult time. And you've said here today that there's certain documents that you will not give us because of the separation of powers. Now, we've been down that road before. And we got them.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to threaten that we would have a contempt citation in Congress. This is not just during the Reno administration, but during Gonzalez as well. And we got the documents. So I think you're hiding behind something here that will not stand up. So you ought to give us the documents. Now, we received 6,000 documents with redactions. And I know that's an old school policy. You know, send them up here and cross out everything of relevance and let us try to figure out what it is. And you dump them on us on Friday night so that the staff here can't do anything with them unless they stay over the weekend and work 10, 12, 14 hours. I've been down that road, too. Now, there's 93,000 documents that you're not giving this committee. And you're saying, well, the separation of powers prohibits you from doing that. That's baloney. That is just baloney. And I worked with you for 6 years. Well, I wouldn't say with you. I've worked for 6 years when you were the Deputy Attorney General. So why don't you give us those documents? The conclusion that I come to is there's some things in there that's being hidden that you don't want us to see.
Okay, can you stop for a second? We're talking about the people's representatives in Congress.
Yeah, this
right
is
now.
Your voice, folks, that's drilling the DOJ.
That's right.
You need to understand
awesome.
That. Yes.
We have an unelected member, because he's unelected. Attorney General is appointed. from a criminal administration in the past. I mean, we've talked about Chinagate, and there's a whole lot of crimes in that former Clinton administration. And Bush isn't exempt from it, but he didn't happen to be in Bush. So here he is coming up saying, hey, you know what? No, I'm not going to give you what you're looking for. He's literally saying it.
He's working for you people, and he's saying to you, no, I don't have to answer
to you. That's right. And this is why he says it. And this is the importance to understand so that we don't have to feel that, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't say it so harshly. Maybe, you know, maybe we really are being uncivil about this. He won't give it up because he knows at best he can bring him all the way to the line where a contempt citation could be brought against him. And then he'll say, oh, well, okay, here you go. Here's the papers. Because nobody's really threatening this guy. Even what he's saying, he's grilling and pressing, he's telling the truth. He's saying, why are you screwing around? Why are you playing games? You know as well as I know and everybody in this room knows that you're a liar, you're a crook, you got documents that you won't let the people see. But yet you sit there and you play games back and forth. Why is he playing games? Because it's tolerated to play games.
But I guess his understanding of separation of powers is that he doesn't have to answer to another branch.
Yeah, of course not.
Ooh.
Because then if he had to be accountable to somebody, because again, this is an unelected member who thinks he doesn't have to be accountable to anybody.
Well, you can see it in his face.
You totally can.
Arrogance.
And in his answers, too.
Huh.
No apologies back. But, folks, this kind of
just forget
behavior.
About, yeah, just forget about the border agent that got shot to death, too, because of his advocating of guns to drug
That's
lords.
Right. Yes. And forget about the 93,000 documents. That's just point one. And bringing this up, the reason to bring this up is to show that these folks know exactly what they're doing. We talk about it all the time. They know exactly what they're doing. He's on a congressional hearing. He is being grilled. They know exactly what he's doing. We need to support those that are a bit more... Radical's not the term. How about aggressive?
How about patriotic? That's the right word here.
That love their country?
Yeah.
And they're not willing to tolerate criminals doing what they're doing because it's on the blood of those that died for this country and for our liberties?
Yeah.
Those that will
Forget about that.
And not withhold justice, but give justice to the American people. This guy needs to be removed right now, and he needs to be civilly charged. There's no doubt about it. Impeachment won't even be enough. They do this because they feel, well, I can save my skin no matter what. I'll hold out as long as I can, wait till the people get bored with this whole thing and drop it. Americans aren't dropping it, and I love to see. And kudos to this congressman who was grilling him. Issa's doing the same thing. They're not letting him off the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get away, trying to dodge, use anything he can.
Here we go. Okay, just to take a step back. But here's the conservatives saying, come on now. No, don't be so hard on Eric Holder.
Yeah.
No.
Conservative
news anchor, just forget about the people that have died. And just forget about the fact that your government is putting guns into the hands of drug lords in Mexico that are killing your own people. Just forget
that
about that. Yes.
Put that out of your mind. I mean, that's love, right?
It's got to be.
Come on.
Eric's not that bad.
No.
Because if
he really is
that bad, then that means I have to stand up and start to do something about what's going on.
Then my conduct will come to account.
Yes.
And then people will say, how did Eric Holder even get there?
Proverbs 21:11, chapter 11. Though hand joining hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. They shall not go unpunished.
That's a promise to the righteous.
Amen.
That is a promise to the righteous. Anytime you see wickedness happen in the Bible, there is a promise to the righteous on the other one. Say that it shall be well with you. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. You shall eat the fruit of your ways. But listen, folks, if you don't have any ways, you can't eat the fruit of it. Your ways have to be lined up with God's ways, and his ways are justice. That's how men are taught in our nation, in any nation, how to know who the Lord is. Because justice comes, and it shows you what is right between right and wrong. Okay, let's play this next piece. Miss Pelosi, just want you to hear it, folks.
Oh, hold up a second. Well, we're not done. There's 50 seconds left of that piece.
Oh, I thought there's 50 seconds of
Slow your roll, brother.
Do we got the time to
slow the roll. Do you want to? Is it worth playing out? Because
no.
You just basically telling Holder, what are you
doing?
What do you think you're doing? And no matter what you do, we're going to get you to fess up. We're going to get the papers irregardless.
Mm-hmm.
So just think about this. The DOJ, Department of Justice in America, has only delivered up 6,000 papers, and he's withheld 93,000 documents.
Hmm.
It doesn't sound like
suspicious?
It doesn't sound like he's afraid of too much, does it?
No.
Doesn't sound like he's worried about what the American people are going to do to him, neither, does it?
That's right.
Or just
Until
they're just going to let him
feels
go
it.
On, continuously do what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Without consequence.
I don't know about anybody else out there, but it gets me irate. It gets me to want to do because he doesn't think that anybody will do.
Is this the Jake McMillan frustration hour like it was Bradley Deans yesterday?
It's frustration.
We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty right after this. We're going to talk about Mrs. Wacko Pelosi.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Talking about the TSA and raising the flags,
but you know, I feel so comfortable. I'm so happy when they put their fingers and their hands on things they shouldn't be touching, because namely my physical being.
That'll prevent another terror attack.
Sure,
as long as they
will.
Can touch me, you know.
Yeah, but let's not think about them borders.
No.
Let's not think about how this administration is attacking our governors for protecting our borders.
Besides, these TSA
trying to give amnesty
capable.
To illegals. Don't worry about that.
They're not capable of protecting borders. All they're capable of is doing is touching you.
Can I go on a little rabbit trail real quick, and we're going to come back to this TSA situation and the crimes of the employees towards the public.
I'm ready for a rabbit trail.
Jake?
Does it have flags?
Yes.
All right, let's bring them.
Enforcing the law.
Yep.
And the job rate goes down, said a conservative. Explain.
Oh, when we enforce the law?
Remember when we were talking about this yesterday? About how the conservatives just thought it was a bad thing that the jobs, there's not as many jobs because the laws against illegal immigrants was enforced.
Ooh. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
The rationale.
Oh, we better get rid of the law then, so we can have all these jobs by people that come in here illegally. Mm-hmm. And that's how their initial entry into the country is illegal, and then they're going to be good law-abiding citizens, want them to work for us.
That's right, and we don't want to take them out of school.
No, said the conservative, the moderates.
If you have a problem...
How do you live that way anyways?
You don't. You actually don't live. You're not really living. You're like those jellyfish that don't have a heart.
Jellyfish.
That don't have a brain.
Yes.
They don't have any blood.
That's right.
They're just twitching nerve endings.
Yes, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in whose head?
They can say, I agree with what he just said.
Yes.
Did you hear them clap for that? Well, then I agree with what he just said.
Yes, Mr. Romney.
Did you hear them boo him?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't agree with that.
Oh, no.
Moderator, I'd like to say I agree with what he just said.
Yes. Now, did you hear me as I agreed? With you is I'm a chameleon, and are we buddies now? Are you going to quit attacking me here? You get the point.
You know, if you have a problem,
mindset. Hey, you know what? All the cops out there, we want job creation.
Mm-hmm.
So will you just quit enforcing the laws?
Yeah,
please.
That'll increase jobs.
The way this moderator, this moderator.
I know how we.
this moderator was kicking it off there.
I know how we can do it.
How?
We can increase and stimulate the economy by inflating the economy.
That'll help.
That'll make, you know, let's print some more money. That'll stimulate things.
Sure it will.
You know, if you have a problem, and right now we've got a new thing called communism and a little mixture of dictatorship, and ultimately the end of it is we want you to be dummy down so we can control you.
You got a question for you.
Is that going to work?
Is that Santa's sister?
It could be. Santa Anna actually was a guy. Santa Anna. So Santa Anna comes in and he commits war, and then, of course, remember the Alamo? 187 men took on 3,000 of the Mexican army, and they got beat. And then what happened is that so stirred up the spirit of America in Texas, they went and stomped on that government, and hence you have Texas, and that's why many people say, don't mess with Texas. The point is you can't repress the spirit of liberty in this country for too long. As a matter of fact, there was a prophecy given that George Washington gave that one of his close comrades had heard him say about the spirit of America, and what was it, the son of the Republic, I believe, and how he said that America would never be destroyed. It would be judged, and it would be chastised, and I believe we're experiencing all of that right now.
It was in the Library of Congress, too, by the way, if you'd like to see
that. That's right.
But let's get over to Pelosi really quick. Now, it's interesting. Are you going to play the first piece where she looks like she's... I'm not even kidding you, folks.
Yeah.
The woman's wrong in the head.
Yes, she is.
She's definitely wrong in the heart. And when I'm watching this video, I said, hey, guys, tell me if I'm crazy here, but she looks like she's on meth.
Mm-hmm.
She's wiping her nose. She's paranoid. Listen to what she says, how she says it, and hopefully you can hear in her voice what I'm trying to explain to you through a visual.
The administration has issued a regulation that will require all health care plans to cover sterilization.
Listen to her sniffing.
All FDA contraceptives, including those that induce abortions. This would force Catholic individuals and institutions to act against their consciences. All across the nation, Catholic...
Is this a speech, or do we have a question disguised as a...
We cannot, we will not comply with this law. Catholic bishops are saying they will not comply with this law. Will you stand with your fellow Catholics in resisting this law, or will you stick by your...
First of all, I'm going to stick with my fellow Catholics in supporting the administration on this. I think it was a very courageous decision that they made, and I support it.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting whenever it is profitable or expedient for the administration to invoke God or Christ at any time they want, it's okay. But when you say it, do you see the unlawfulness going on here, the double standard here, folks?
That's right.
Then you're crossing lines between church and state, which is a myth. And by the way, they know it's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
But they can pull it out anytime they want to use it on anybody that they want to.
Yep.
But when they do it, it's okay. It's a problem when you do it, but it's okay when they do it. Not on my watch.
Exactly.
Not on my watch.
It's like the Roman Senate. The man was questioned, do you believe in the gods? Because he was going out and buying chickens and pigeons and all this stuff, he's going to sacrifice them. And the man said, in public, I believe in all of the gods. There's no, sure, God bless the gods. But in private, I don't believe in any of them.
That's right.
Same way here. Oh, if I believe in God, then I can give a quote from Jesus, and then I can support my administration. But, you know, when it has to do with when Christ starts to contradict my lifestyle,
that's right.
Or when my, I should say, yeah. when my lifestyle contradicts Ooh. Christ, yeah. then get him out of the way.
That's
it's
right.
courageous. We're going to stand up against Jesus.
Now, just keep
one.
In mind the question that was being asked is how this administration is confronting the church.
That's right.
And listen to Pelosi's answer. She was basically saying, no, we need to submit to the government.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand this? This is Article 52. Of lines between church and state, which is found in the Communist Manifesto, folks. She's saying, no, I agree. This is courageous on his part. What they're trying to do is take the authority of the state and put it over and trump religious freedoms.
That's right. So you can still
That's
wear
what she's
your,
doing.
You can still wear your Jesus shirt. You
yep.
can go to church and things like that, so long as it doesn't check that federal government system, because that's the ultimate
As long
power,
as you
right?
don't practice what you preach... We're cool.
That's what it comes down to.
Because it says in right. Scripture, it says the law will never perish.
That's right.
And from the priests. And that's exactly what it comes down to.
And neither will the spirit of liberty in America. Now, this is what the hope is in all of this. Because, again, here is a woman who's trying to suppress the church, trying to suppress liberty's values. You can see it through all of her voting, what she just did in the House, through Obamacare, etc., when she was the majority leader. In so ruling, this is what the bishops all got together, and this is what they read. Every priest in all the churches read this out loud. This is what they said in their churches, and this is what should be preached every single day from the pulpits to stand against tyranny. In so ruling, the administration has cast aside the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
That's right. Denying to Catholics our nation's first and most fundamental freedom,
yep.
that of religious liberty.
Isn't that the whole reason our forefathers threw off King George?
Why did they come here in the first place?
Right.
And as a result, unless the rule is overturned, we Catholics will be compelled either to violate our consciences or to drop health coverage for our employees and suffer the penalties for doing so. The administration's sole concession was to give our institutions 1 year to comply. This is the end.
Listen to that. 1 year to comply.
Yep.
Do it
got,
or
boys.
Else.
That's right.
Do it or else. Isn't it interesting?
Oh, it's
that
not done yet, though. This is the finish up.
No, isn't it interesting? But pay attention to the wording here. You have 1 year to comply.
That's right.
Wait a second. He's not in there for another year, Jake.
Comply with... Wait a minute. You're giving us an ultimatum when this hasn't even passed?
That's right. No, but the other thing is November is more... Mm-hmm. It's less than a year away.
Yeah.
Why would he say that you have 1 year to comply?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you're not there?
Yeah. And what,
are you listening to the wording, folks?
And what happens when the judge throws it out of court and says it's unconstitutional? What happens when the next Congress gets in and repeals it?
What they're saying is fully on the objections,
that's right.
because we have the media behind
that's
us to
right.
oppress the people.
Yep. We don't need to give you 93,000 documents. You got 6,000, that's good enough. This is what they said in conclusion. And this is what every freedom-loving Christian patriot in this country says.
Instead of singing Amazing Grace,
that's right.
they could be out there protesting Protestants.
We cannot, we will not... comply with this unjust law.
Amen. That's drawing the line
it
in
is.
The sand. I love that.
And it reminds me of a monk
and
who said this.
And it's coming from the Catholics.
Exactly.
God bless you.
And it reminds me of a monk who stood in front of the Catholic triune in the Roman Emperor.
Yeah.
In the 1500s. Yeah. That said, I cannot, I will not recant.
Yeah.
I cannot, I will not recant. God help me.
If you want to take the Latin real quick for your provoco.
Yes.
Right.
I will not revoco.
All right.
And John Bunyan, what did he say? I will not make a butchery of my conscience.
Yeah.
So he stayed in jail.
Boy, just think all these guys that we're talking about are the very ones that stood up for us because we still have the fruit of their trees, don't
the source
we?
Of, that's right.
Completely.
We eat that fruit.
You
looked
really
day,
funny
folks.
When you just looked at me like that. Almost scary.
The camera, like.
A 31-year-old that looks like he's about 809.
Hey, by the way, it's my birthday tomorrow, everybody.
Absolutely it is. So what are you, 968?
That's right.
You look like,
I'm catching up to Methuselah.
You look like the seed of Methuselah.
Yes.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
Don't
we will
away.
Talk to you tomorrow, 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Check us out on Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean Facebook, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1. Twitter. Bradley Dean 1.
Follow Twitter.